A Jewish Journal article. Public diplomacy is boring. Fight the joyless anti-Semites by partying. The Jew haters have gone hysterical. They have no limits, no decency. They will spew their hate outside an art exhibit for the victims of the Nova Festival. They will assault a Chabad rabbi at UCLA. They will target anyone they think is a Zionist. They've gone berserk. Their goal is to intimidate Jews. To shut us up. To make us cower and go home. The haters are making all the noise. And what do? We complain. We write articles. We talk about the need for public diplomacy. We publish leaflets. We argue on social media. But what we do on the streets, where the real action is happening? We've given that up. They fight on the streets. We fight on Instagram. When we occasionally hit the streets, it's with a show of Israeli flags. We show our Jewish pride. That's fine, but it's boring. What do the Jew haters show on the streets? They show hate and ugliness. Who would ever want to be friends with them? What should Jews show? They should show fun. They should have a party. It's not that hard. Anywhere there's a hate fest, set up a party pop-up. One tent, one portable sound system, killer Israeli music. Invite a group of cool Jews who like to dance, blast the music, fly the Israeli flag, and start dancing. Voila! Fight the joyless Jew haters with a Tel Aviv party. Let the cops make the arrests. Let the legal eagles and activists do their thing. You party. You show up on the streets and campuses. When the media show up to cover the hysterical haters, you make sure they see the Jews dancing. Now put yourself in the shoes of anyone walking by who's got nothing to do with either side. Who do you think they'd want to be friends with?